This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. And welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And Travis, thank you for having me on the show today. We've got a lot to talk about, but first, how have you been? What's going on over there?
Well, Tony, we haven't actually produced a new show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
In Georgia, a lot of us are still dealing with the aftermath of the recent tropical storm, and just made it very difficult over the last 2 weeks. So for all of you clients and all of you guys out there listening, we're with you. We're experiencing the same difficulties as you are. So just know you're in our thoughts and prayers, because it was not a violent storm, but the amount of rain and property damage, it's been pretty nuts on top of all the other things that we've had going on. So
yeah, just the weather, crazy, that storm just, and it hung in there for a while.
It did. I mean, 2 weeks ago this time, I really started to feel I could relate to how Noah felt.
Yeah.
I know that, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I'm just sitting there looking outside my office window 2 weeks ago going, oh my goodness, because Tony, I'm not kidding. Like, we'll typically have rainstorms and, it'll come in, it'll be heavy for a period of time, and then it'll just move out.
Yep.
And that was absolutely nuts. Like, it was the hardest rain that I've seen in my lifetime, and it just would not stop. And we saw flooding in areas in our location that we've never seen. Actually, there were some in our county, in our area, that called it the 100-year storm, because literally we hit flood levels on rivers and in areas that we have not seen, I don't think, in our lifetime. So, I mean, it was just absolutely crazy. And,
not to mention,
everybody is already on pins and needles about the election and, recession and market. So I just figured we give everybody a break, including us. And, we're going to pick back up where we left off.
Yeah. And you mentioned markets and recession. Boy, the media just, a couple weeks ago on
the
Monday.
The media, as I've told all of our clients, right now, I mean, the media, for all intents and purposes, if it bleeds, it leads. Right.
Yeah.
Because they want to keep you tuned in. But the reason that our clients use our services, the reason that we are here to be a resource for those who have not yet started to use us as a resource, is because we want you to retire with confidence. This constant fear and fear mongering that you guys have to sort through, it gets daunting. I mean, it's really difficult to know what is fact, what is fiction. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We'll start off with, of course, everyone's favorite topic for right now, elections. I'm going to give you a short and sweet on elections. Presidents do not create economies. Presidents inherit economies. Period. Point blank.
Right.
Drop the mic. Congress is still controls the purse strings. Yes, they have executive order. They can do some things. But most of the time, case in point, first 2 years under Trump, whenever he had both houses, were both chambers. He had the House and the Senate. He was able to get the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. After that, lost one of them. He couldn't do anything the rest of the term. Biden got his two pieces of legislation first 2 years, lost it on the second 2 years. Guess what? He couldn't do anything else. So just keep that in mind. Quit letting every time you turn on CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, whatever your news outlet is, Newsmax. I mean, folks, politics always going to be an issue. You cannot let that overpower you and create this constant anxiety and fear. Market fears. I think market fears and recession, that's also where I'm getting some questions, because, Tony, it is amazing where people just consistently get bombarded with these emails and these drip campaigns and these splash page campaigns every time they open a website. And it's like, oh my goodness, the market, could it fall tomorrow? Yeah, it could. I mean, if you ask me what the market's going to do today, I have no idea. The futures are down slightly, but a piece of data could come out and it could end up 1%. It could end down 1%. But if you ask me, are we headed for a recession? I would say, my opinion, with the data we have, and that's all we can do is make decisions off of what we have and what is fact, not fiction, is I don't think we are. I don't think we're headed for that doom and gloom scenario. Now, no. Is GDP going to slow? Is the economy going to slow? Yes. But let's also run that back. Are you still happy paying twice for a loaf of bread that you were paying? Do you want to pay twice again from here? Then we've got to slow the economy to slow the cost. That is the Fed's way of fighting inflation. So is the economy slowing going to cause us to go in recession? I don't think so. Not in the near future. I'd say next 6 to 12 months. No, I don't think the risk is any more dramatic or drastic than it is in any other 12-month period.
Yeah, I mean, the market is still up for the year, and we hit record highs earlier this year. So, and it's due for a correction. So I don't know why.
Well, it's already had one.
Yeah.
I mean, we had about a 10% correction, 8 to 10% correction, yeah, a couple weeks back.
Yep.
But it was, you know, let's face it, you had
it bounced right
and
back,
I'm sure.
Though.
Well, there's a reason why it had a correction, I guess, is where I was going with that. You have the carry trade, which basically, just for those of you out there, simple version, you had people trading in Japanese yen that should not have been doing probably some of what they were doing. They got caught, they handed the cookie jar slammed closed. The Japanese market was down like 12% in one day, largest one day drop since the 80s. And guess what? If the world catches pneumonia, we're going to catch a cold. That's the reason the market was down, you know, significantly on that Monday, and basically has rallied every day almost since August 5th. So, you know, the market is going to have periods where it's going to give back returns. It's going to go down. But if you're asking me if there is a systemic risk where tomorrow it's going to go down and never return, I would say the answer is probably that's not going to happen, or I don't see that happening. Could, but probably won't. The whole premise behind the show is retiring with confidence. And Tony, the reason why I think a lot of people get anxiety and they get nervous is they're not putting the money into their retirement accounts anymore. They're now taking it out in the form of income. So what are some of the things that really and truly you should think about, right? All this other stuff, you know, it's important, but a lot of times it's just white noise, right? It's just that stuff in the background. The things that really I think a retiree should think about is, you know, anxiety comes from the unknown of, will I have enough money? Will I be able to produce, you know, X number of dollars? Where am I going to be able to get the most bang for my buck, so to speak? So, you know, for those of you that are about to retire, what I would suggest, and we always start with this, is you have to know what your retirement spending is going to be in retirement, right? Because you have all these rules out there. You have those that suggest, hey, you should do it on the 4% rule. Well, the 4% rule, that in the last 5 to 10 years, that could get a little hairy, because
yeah,
not
really
everything
worked.
has Has it? Well, it hasn't. Not all the things that go into that research and analysis have been working together. You know, the bond market is still down over the last 5 years. I mean, it's still in a bear market, or wasn't a bear market for a while. Correction, basically biggest correction in 40 years. You have those that say, and advisors that tell you, you need 10 times your annual salary by 67. You need 80% of your retirement income. This is from a Wall Street Journal article. But what I think you need to do is look at it this way, hopefully a little more simplified, a little easier to think about. Whatever you're going to need to spend in retirement, start with that number. You know, and just because you were making X does not mean you're going to need X minus 20, right? That means if it's going to cost you in retirement because you're not going to have, say, your house payment, your house is going to be paid for, your vehicles are paid for, whatever, figure out what it's going to take for you to live comfortably, and that's your number. When you get that number, easiest thing to do, look at your guaranteed income sources, your Social Security, pensions, if you have one, and figure out, okay, this is how much I have as a floor. This is what I'm going to need over and above that. Once you get that number of over and above, then you can start to figure out, okay, have I saved enough for retirement? Have I not? If you only need 2% or 3% of your average or your retirement savings on top of Social Security, then you've probably saved enough. You're probably going to be okay. If you do it properly, you probably will even be able to grow your retirement, not just watch it spin down over time. But like, if you're like a lot of retirees right now, you're probably battling inflation because now where you thought you needed one number, now that number is considerably higher because once again, bread is up, eggs, ground beef, everything that you consume on a daily basis is probably significantly higher than it was 5 years ago. That could start to make that 2 or 3% number be 4, 5, 6, 7 or more percent of your retirement savings. Once you get into that danger zone, that's when you need to start thinking about some of these other things like geographic location. You know, if you're retiring and let's say you live in Atlanta, let's say you live in New York City, in California, wherever, your cost of living in some of those locations could be considerably higher than say a, like in our area, Tony, like a Savannah or like, you know, Statesboro or some of the surrounding counties or areas. You could get a lot more for your dollar in areas that aren't quite as expensive. So if you haven't saved as much, maybe that's something you should consider is your geographic location. Where are you retiring to? Right. If you're in New York City, I would imagine your inflation is going to burn a lot hotter than it will in Metro Georgia or Statesboro, Georgia. So, you know, you think about that. The other side of that coin is you can't control what the market does, but what you can control is how much you pay in taxes. And Tony, what is the one thing that you and I have talked about countless times on this show? Taxes are optional if you do the proper planning.
Right.
But unfortunately, planning typically comes in the form of overalls and looks a lot like work and it's not that fun. But once you do the work and you actually start seeing the benefit, then it becomes a much more pleasurable experience.
Yeah. People put it off, right? They put off right. The planning and if they plan ahead.
I actually had my assistant shared with me one of our phone calls from the show recently said it is amazing what we have done to procrastinate. And that means that that client was actually acknowledging that they have literally found ways to keep from doing it because it was uncomfortable, because it was not a conversation they wanted to have. But then now they finally realize, hey, I need to have that uncomfortable conversation so that I can be comfortable later. And I think that's an epiphany a lot of people need to get to.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and I think one thing that's going to help is working with somebody like yourself who can sit them down and explain what they need to do, look at their own personal situation and figure out a way to avoid big tax burdens in retirement and other things like that.
Well, so Tony, here's the long and short. Sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And if you're out there and you're not working with an advisor and you're sitting there and you're worrying and you're toiling over your retirement statements, and, you know, like a lot of people, maybe you have a former job and you've got a 401k over here and you got a 403b over here and you got this and that and the other. A lot of times it's very difficult to put all that in focus, right? Everything is so spread out, it's very hard to focus. So that's what our job is. That's what a financial advisor, if they're truly a financial advisor, that's what their job is to help you put that into a digestible format and to help identify ways for you to improve what you're doing. Case in point, give you a real life scenario. Had a situation where a gentleman, he and his wife, they had been debating on retiring for a number of years, and finally decided they were going to work another 2 or 3 years. Well, one of the things that they were obviously battling is, will I be able to produce enough income? Which pension option should I take? You know, and that person's pension actually was a lump sum. I think it was cash balance in the pension plan. They were able to take either, you know, this much in a one-time distribution, or they could annuitize it and actually take the income over their lifetime. Well, one of the things that you're able to do when you look outside looking in is say, let's do a cost-benefit analysis and say, is that really the way to do that? And for this person, it wasn't. By doing a private pension outside, an annuity outside of what they were doing in their job, they were actually able to increase their income greater than if they had taken the absolute max option with no survivor benefit and guarantee it for both clients' lives. So they were able to actually buy a better income than they could by taking their pension option. But had they not actually sat down and done the analysis or allowed us to do it for them, they never would have known. And folks, that's really what I think comes down to is, are you sure and do you have the confidence in what you're doing that what you are actually doing today is the best thing for you and your family? Do you have that confidence? If the answer is no, that's why you need to work with someone so that we can help and let fact, not fiction, drive your retirement and help you overcome fears through planning and not panic. Folks, if that's you and you're sitting out there and this is your first time on the listening to the show, welcome. If you're concerned about your retirement and you want that second opinion, that's why you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. And also, Tony,
yes,
starting on September 10th, we're going to actually start our fall classes for this semester. So we're going to have a class in Savannah, in Pooler, in Bluffton, Beaufort, and Statesboro all in the next 2.5 months. So if you're out there listening right now and you're sitting there wondering, is my retirement plan still the plan that I need to have going forward? What are some things I don't know? That's where the class could come in. Come and join us for a few hours. Spend some time and invest into your retirement, because I can assure you it will pay dividends in either your peace of mind, your mental clarity, or your confidence that what you're doing is still the right thing to do, or I need to make changes and this is what I need to do to improve my situation. So don't wait. Give us a call, 877-269-0839, and our staff can talk to you about enrolling in one of the classes that's convenient to you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Travis, great show, some great information today. Listeners, pick up the phone, give Travis a call, and get that plan in place. Travis, great show today. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.